What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Aloha, konnichiwa, hello. How's it going in there? Hey.
Sorry about the hold-up. I had to drive across traffic.
Hey, perfect, man. You just got in like the first second of the show. Hold on there a bit. I'm going to bring you in a second. My guest is here already, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero while he's on vacation. I guess he went to Carole Baskin Zoo. No, man, not a chance. I think he went down to go give Ralph Northam a wedgie. That's what I'd be doing. He'll be back in a couple weeks. Yeah. Mr. If you haven't heard, by the way, Ralph Northam, governor of Virginia, Mr. Birthday Abortion, now is going after General Lee in Richmond. That's his priorities, right? In the middle of a crisis with cities being looted by leftist mobs, BLM, which I just call Blame, and Antifa, a bunch of leftist supremacists is all it is. They hijacked a legitimate issue about police abuse and just made it an excuse for the entitlement class to chimp out and set things on fire and beat people, steal things, set homes on fire with children in them, which happened in Richmond, by the way. They set fire to a building, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, set fire to buildings, residential buildings with children inside, and then went and tried to block the fire trucks. And what are the priorities of the Richmond, of the governor of the entire state? He wants to go after Confederate statues of General Lee, a man that prevented Richmond from being set on fire by Lincoln's terrorists. But, of course, yes, go after Southern heritage at this crucial time while you've got basically every business with a window being looted and broken in by organized crime, which isn't at all organic and has nothing to do with George Floyd. I mean, we've seen these riots from BLM and Antifa. Every Saturday, they lose it over in Portland and vandalize things and assault people. So this is nothing to do with police abuse. It has nothing to do with fighting fascism. It has nothing to do with fighting racism. In fact, it's endorsing racism. This is a racist movement. When you're telling white people to bow down and take a knee and kiss your feet and things like that, that's disgusting. That's black racism. That's what that is. And if you're going to be consistent and fight racism, you have to do that in all its ugly forms. And the world can now see just how vitriol and racist so many black people are. And that is something that, you know, no, you can't say that. Well, I'm saying it. And the reason there are so many racist black people is because there is zero social stigma against it. And you've got the media and education that tolerate it and actually endorse it. So when you're seeing these liberal chimp out, these riots are a result of entitled thugs with victimhood complexes that they learned from the state. They learned that. And you see the entitlement class from here. It doesn't matter what color. You get your white Antifa. I call them the entitlement class, the real privileged class. Who've been able, all since Trump got inaugurated, to go around, break windows, vandalize things, assault people without any consequence. And they're causing car accidents, and they did this in Charlottesville when a horde of communists were blocking the road and throwing bottles and feces at people. And there was one guy, and he happened to be a racist. You know, being a racist is you know, an opinion I don't agree with, and it's a bad thing, but they did pelt his car with flagpoles and baseball bats and brandished a gun. And then he ran into another car, which ran into a person who died, Heather Heyer. And he got 147 years in jail. They gave more time to this guy who got in a car accident because a communist horde was blocking the road and pelting cars, which is going to cause an accident. They gave him more time than they gave to Jeffrey Epstein, a serial rapist, an international rapist who ran a ring of underage children that he was passing off with his billionaire connections to the mega group. Of course, he was a spy for Israel, and so now Netflix is doing documentaries about Epstein whitewashing his crimes. They are using the excuse of fighting racism to do anything they feel like. Any level of violence they want, they can do. Because all they have to do is say Nazi. It's like a magic word. And then they can go and destroy businesses. They can hurt. They can kill people. They killed a pawn store owner already, another black man, by the way, over a television set. And it's on film. Now, I know how disgusting the police beating videos are. I've seen them. I was so disturbed with Mr. Shaver. Young white man shot by the IDF trained goons in a hallway, unarmed. I believe 7 times they murdered him. You see it all the time. They do it to every color. We should not have a defense force for an apartheid state training American police. And we shouldn't be sending money to Israel, which is ethnically cleansing their neighbors. I mean, if you want to have consistency, too, in your outrage, and you really want to talk about police abuse, you know, who has more child prisoners than anywhere in the world? They bulldoze people's homes down for being the wrong color. You want to fight racism? Let's talk about the Israeli state. I've been doing it every day. That's where your billions of dollars go every year, and this is where your weird police force, including Bernard Carrick, the commissioner for New York police, who took a trip to Israel 2 weeks before 9/11. Yeah. They come back, and that's who trains in. That's why they bark at them, barking orders, and it's an authoritarian thing. It's not a black versus white thing. It's a blue versus you thing. And they've got bad training, and they're out of control, and there is police abuse, but there is no connection at all between fighting police abuse and raiding Target or Nike or Louis Vuitton. Or just setting things on fire randomly and throwing bricks through windows. That doesn't connect. Like the L.A. riots about Rodney King. Okay? Yes, Rodney King was beaten by cops and there was no excuse for it. But how does that mean you can go raid Koreatown in L.A. now? Right? There is nothing. There are a lot of people in the entitlement class who don't understand any connection between work ethic and merit. And wealth. To them, it's all just privilege and chance and luck and given to you. And that's what a society that grows up on welfare and free gibs, they have no understanding or concept about economics or work. It's just whatever you can steal. And it's a whole generation like that of entitlement. I want equal outcome, but I don't want to put equal input. Well, that is racist. Thinking that you deserve something because you're a certain color. Anything that's tied to biological categories is itself racist. And all these racist policies, from affirmative action to setting lower standards for certain groups and higher standards for other groups, that is contributing to a divide. And it is on purpose. This is by design. The black community was destroyed by liberal policies, by welfare. Black fathers matter. Say that with me one time. Black fathers matter. They kick dad out of the house, and that's why you have so many degenerates. It's not because of their color. It's not because of biology. It's because a lot of these houses nowadays, compared to the past, don't have a father. Dads matter, and the state is kicking them out. How's it going, Josh? Just want to get a little rant there at the beginning.
just a primer, yeah. Hey, you got, you know, I mean, this stuff makes you want to rant. I mean,
on film without consequence is disgusting. They broke into the Daughters of Confederate Veterans and burned the flag, historic flag of Stonewall Jackson.
That's the hubris of the left and the hubris of the pseudo liberal class. It's not even liberal. It's just far left. Dear.
They'll cheer for that.
Yeah.
You want to take down statues. It won't stop at the CSA. They'll start going after the... Well, they already are going after the founding fathers. Absolutely. They burned down in Boston. They burned down a memorial to black Union soldiers just because it was a Civil War memorial. They said there's too many dead white people here. That is so ignorant. And I'm so sick of people who don't have the gumption to stand up to these cry bullies. We're so afraid of someone calling them racist that they won't stand up for common sense and common decency. You cannot set things on fire that are not yours. It doesn't belong to you. I don't care if you agree with this monument or that monument. What? Right? They've defaced the Lincoln Memorial, too. I'm no fan of Lincoln, but you know what? You don't spray paint America's heritage. And you don't deface like that. It's got nothing at all to do with police abuse, and you're going to lose sympathy rather than gain it by behaving that way.
Yeah, they have like this twisted idea that they're moral crusaders, and that what they're doing is they're fighting against the fascist, evil, racist, white state that's always been the rich white people versus all the other peoples and colors and stuff. What it comes down to really is it's an inversion of they're destroying history so they can rewrite it. You know, it's basically what it is. The culture now, they're trying to say, forget about the past, forget about your history, forget about the good and the bad, because if you don't understand history, you're doomed to repeat it. And what they think is, no, you'll understand what we bring in as the history. It's written by the victors. They believe they're the victors. So they're going to come through. They're going to destroy and deface things. They're going to make people so afraid to talk about things and self-censor so much that they can't even explain basic American history, regardless of who it represents or what. It'd be like, hey, this is a historical fact. You won't be able to say that because
encourages it anyway. Exactly. The leftist media is all for renaming anything that has anything to do with the Civil War. They are still trying to crush what's left of the South. Still trying.
Absolutely.
That is my heritage. And you're not, you cannot go and burn things and start renaming all the parks and roads because of your opinion based on ignorance. Especially the people when you don't even live there. They bus people in from other states. The Richmond Police Department, they had a speech right there by the chief of police talking about not only did they set fire to things and then block the fire trucks, almost killed children doing that. But they have intelligence to show that this is an organization that came all the way across the country to vandalize. Now, that is not some organic rebellion or uprising or peaceful protest. They went there to loot. This is all about Free Gibbs. And I guess the super left-wing Cuomo-type Jeff Zucker media would be labeling this as moderate rioters or something, the way they did in Syria, right? Mm-hmm. In Syria, ISIS went around murdering people, stealing, looting, burning, etc., and they called them the moderate rebels. Well, here's your moderate looters. And two things have come out of this so far. A, I don't want to hear ever again people arguing about, well, what do you need an AR-15 for? Right? And that's something else. The Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, he's got his first name is Puke. His last name has North in it. Something else he went after is he started implementing gun control. So he's definitely on his way out. So what's he do in his death throes? He passes gun control. He goes after Confederate monuments. And he wanted to allow birthday abortions. Murdering babies. I don't care what you think about abortion or not in the first 10 weeks or whatever. Everybody has always agreed that, 8 months and 2 weeks in, you can't just kill a baby. That's not a fetus. That's not an embryo. That's a baby. And they tried to pass that.
Yeah.
In New York, too, but I expect that up there. That's Virginia. That's not Virginia. That's not in tune with that's Nova, maybe. That DC donut of lobbyists, a bunch of parasites, that does fit Nova. Ralph belongs there.
You know, there's actually some prior points that you're making I'd like to kind of touch on if I could real fast. As far as Northam, though, the argument with the birthday abortions is bad enough just because of the timing of it, the real soft way he rolled it out on he was on a radio show for his reelection, and the way he kind of described it.
I mean, how backwards is that? Are you planning to become a parent? Or are you planning to not become a parent? Because if you're killing somebody on their birthday, your planned not parenthood. You know, the second point I was going to make after that, of course, we need guns argument is don't rely on the state, right? Everybody who had rednecks go out there with their own guns to protect their own property are fine. Everyone who relied on the state to protect them lost everything. Cops don't exist to protect you, by and large. They are there only for the uber upper class.
To enforce the state.
They're there to protect the state wants. From you, not you from each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one other argument about the woke culture, and specifically within Southern culture, I'd like to cite one of Thomas Sowell's essays. It was entitled Black Rednecks and White Liberals. And it's a thesis it's one of the origins of the ghetto culture. He argues that the ghetto culture is actually a highly dysfunctional white Southern redneck culture, which existed during the antebellum South. The culture came in turn from the quote unquote cracker culture of North Britons and Scots Irish who migrated from the generally lawless border regions of Britain. And that's one thing he postulates in that essay.
Actually, the lackadaisical cracker mm-hmm. culture, as they called it, turned mm-hmm. out to be hookworm infestation. There was Absolutely. A parasite that was making that happen to people.
Yeah.
But they didn't know that at the time, and Thomas Sowell didn't know that at the time. But it is cultural. Well, that's a biological, in a sense, of a parasite that makes people behave a certain way. But the South was put back many, many years because people like terrorists like Sherman went down and burned cities to the ground, and they had to start over. And, of course, a lot of people left. You know, the jobs and like physically existed somewhere else, and there was a brain drain. And people moved out. But this ghetto culture, I would argue, didn't really exist up until MTV. I mean, it was doing better. Obviously, the legacy of slavery is a huge handicap. That's why a lot of blacks are concentrated in urban centers rather than rural areas. They weren't landholders for a long time. And so people always argue about statistics, this and that. I'm like, well, all violent crime happens in urban centers. But you're going to offset the averages. It's like saying, well, who has more pickup trucks? Well, obviously rural areas. It doesn't mean there's nothing white about owning a pickup truck. It's a geographic thing, not a biological or demographic thing.
It's a use case situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to need a truck in the rural areas, not in the city areas.
Sure. And so, right. But it's still, you could find the correlation and go, oh, well, look, these urban centers don't have these trucks and rural do. And of course, violent crime is, you know, there are more violent crimes done by blacks on a per capita basis. But when you account for the urban centers, that narrows the gap quite a bit. But really, you're talking about 1 out of 100,000 people when you're talking about things like murder. So really, 99.99% of any race isn't committing any violent crimes. So you're just splitting hairs on an extreme end to start with when you start quoting those stats. I don't like that. That's used by a lot of white racists too. I'm against racism of all kinds, but the kind that I see supported by the state is socially accepted is to just dump on white people. And I'm tired of seeing that. When I saw these young white kids and stuff having to bow down, told to kiss feet, feeling guilty, collective, you cannot bestow on a race any kind of atrocity or accomplishment. Both things are wrong. Say, oh, well, Europe had these disproportionate levels of scientific invention and this and that. Yeah, they did because of free markets, not because of their color, because they had sea trade. There's a million other reasons for that. But likewise, you can't blame slavery and the genocide of American Indians on whiteness. You have to blame that on government because that's who did it. I didn't see the Irish colonizing people. I didn't see the Polish coming in enslaving everybody. You know, it wasn't a product of being white. And everybody had slaves. That was global. But you know who ended it? Western civilization. The Absolutely. First people in the world to get rid of slavery were your Western Europeans. Totally. We'll be back right after the break.
Oh, yeah. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
That's gushy. I listen to the bumpers just because I like it. That last commercial, I guess you guys heard that. If you're skipping this and listening to it later, you missed out because that Front Sight commercial. Yeah. Oh, here's another thing. You might want to get some arms, but remember back in 2019, 2018, when people made fun of preppers and said, oh, what do you need all that food for? What do you need all that ammo for? And then you get COVID-1984, and then you get whatever the heck this is, the moderate rioters, the boogaloo or whatever. That boogaloo stuff was so stupid. I'm like, why are you encouraging it? Like, all you online trolls doing the racist jokes and stuff, or what? And I hope that's all it was. It's even dumber if you're being sincere. Well, here, you got it. Is that what you wanted? You know, why do you allow the media to manipulate you into being divided along something as stupid as race? That is so dumb. You watch it happen in the Middle East with sectarian violence between, you know, a slither hair differences in theology of different sects of different religion, which is so silly to go murder your neighbors over this kind of thing. And they got you again, right? Black-white stuff. Get over it. Okay? And this comes from this liberal way of collectivist thinking. They attribute everything to biological category. And so and sex, they do the same thing. So if you don't have an equal number of male nurses and female engineers or whatever, it must be because of prejudice. There couldn't be any kind of preference on an individual level as to why that is. And different regions are into different things. And doesn't matter if that's particular occupations or sports or whatever, it's always going to be different. It would be really weird if everything went perfectly along to percentages based on whatever categories you made up. Oh, there are this many blue-eyed, left-handed such and suches of this and that. That is so dumb. But you see that, and I see it. I saw it going through high school and stuff in the United States where they were trying to blame a race for atrocities, which is just as dumb as trying to give a race credit for good things. It isn't a product of biology. It is a product of culture. If you're that dense, just go look at the two Koreas. North and South Korea could not possibly be more different. And yet they're all Korean. They all have the same language. They have as close to biology and geography as possible. And it's night and day. You can see the contrast between China and Taiwan, etc. Same race, same language. Doesn't matter. Policy matters. Policy matter. That's what causes the differences. In these blue cities with the welfare state, it's a failed policy. It is not conducive to success. Do you want to know why a lot of black areas in the United States are poor? Because all areas that have those policies are poor. It is crippling. When they wanted to take the Ohio Valley region away from Native Americans, they tried to use the military in 1812, and they lost. And then they came in with welfare, and that destroyed them. Babysitting people, free Gibbs, destroys their work ethic. It destroys the nuclear family. It breaks them down. And you're seeing, as I was alluding to earlier, worse conditions further removed from the legacy of slavery than close to it. We didn't have drive-by shootings and gangs and shooting each other over starter jackets and things like that in the 1960s. But we had them by Jewish and Italian gangs, perhaps, but blacks didn't have that problem. And then you see a reversal. This is not biological. Welfare destroyed the black community. Kicking dad out of the house destroyed the black community. And then they were offered this degenerate, backwards identity from Yo MTV Raps, this thug culture from Subna Redstone, by the way. Zero origins or connections to Africa, by the way, or the Caribbean. It was just a made-up, degenerate, and that's what I'm saying, degenerate subculture, where they got people to tie their identity to this and say, well, if you're not acting in this prescribed way, then you're not black. Joe Biden would say that. Oh, if you're not doing this particular behavior, then you're not black. It's the same way they fostered an identity on the Irish to beating drunks. There is nothing cool about getting drunk. There's nothing cool about boasting of your drinking prowess. But when you make it a state identity to have pride in a degenerate behavior, then that hurts that state. People, they fall for it. Because it's part of their identity. Oh, I'm going to be the drunken Irish. It doesn't help you. Drinking alcohol in moderation, fine. But, you know, they have outside pressure making things that will hold you back part of your identity. Don't fall for that. Say, well, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with the Ebonics. I think I need proper grammar if I'm going to get ahead in life. We'll be back right after the break. I'll let Josh get a breath in this time.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
I got to say, Rivera's got the best music, bumpers, et cetera, when it comes in. This is Ryan Dawson filling in a couple times for Mike Rivera. I got some big shoes to fill. I've been going ham on BLM and Antifa because I don't like communist hordes vandalizing America. I don't like blame. That's what BLM really is, that hijacked a legitimate cause against police abuse and just made it every grievance under the sun, which is really just showing racism towards everyone else, saying, give me your stuff, I'm entitled. That's disgusting. So we've been going ham on the violent hordes, and I just want to say that toe fungus that is Ralph Northam has decided he wants to go after Confederate monuments across the state of Virginia, the capital of the CSA, because it might be offensive to the violent, rioting, illegal hordes, the cry bullies, which is just reinforcing the most intolerant wins, right? There is nobody more judgmental and more intolerant than the far left. They want to police your language. They want to tell you what pronoun to use, okay? It has nothing to do with fighting racism or sexism. It is taking that as a vehicle so they can chimp out on their own angst and their own inferiority complex. It's a psychologically damaged that whole generation. Forget work ethic. All they want. They act. Imagine being so entitled that you're mad that somebody is defending their store with a gun, because then you can't loot it. That's what's going around. How dare these people defend their property? I want my free Gibbs. Disgusting. Let's go on, Josh.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, I'm sitting here postulating, kind of listening to your rant, and what I'm getting more or less is that, from my experience and what I've seen, is that they use symbol construction, and what they're doing is these entitled people. This is because there's a disruption of the, you know, self-determination, the rugged individualism that America was founded on. Well, after, you know, the two world wars and then the overproduction, over-socialization of the, you know, of the West specifically, you get this vapid, everything's all right, everything's planned out, I'm so entitled, I don't even realize how entitled I am. So they're basically right. Hungry.
And you moved it to an external locus of control. If
absolutely.
You fail at something, it's everyone else's fault. You have no accountability.
Victim complex.
P.S., the number to call in, which I forgot to plug, is 800-313-9443. If you want to get in your 2 cents, and we can divert this. My guest is on. We were going to be talking about Oklahoma City, and we'll get to that at least in the final hour, because this is the What Really Happened show. We want to tell you what really happened. That's also an important event, but we could not just not address the looting and rioting across American cities. So that number again is 800-313-9443. And remember, this is radio, so hold back the four-letter adjectives. But you were given a psychoanalysis. I was like that. Let's get it. Uncle Ted would talk about this.
Absolutely. Well, I have a steering point to it. One of the things I could say is like, what happens is that when government builds up a society that becomes so entitled, you know, through, you know, all the profits of war and you know, like basically the famine versus to play off of that human dynamic.
Right now we have our own population acting like our foreign policy. Go steal stuff. Right.
Yeah. But what they're doing is they pick the target, they freeze it, they personalize it, they polarize it, right? And that the major premise for attacks is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon opposition. If you push a negative hard and deep enough, it'll break through to the counter side, and that's what they're doing with these
divide the poor, get them on each other.
And that's the typical, you know, problem reaction solution scenario.
It's
that's
the Frankfurt tactic. School philosophy. Absolutely. As well, to exacerbate existing differences between males and females, blacks and white, gay and straight, any division they can seize upon and amplify it up to level 11 out of 10. The media has done this. They started with Arbery. Well, they started way before. They make everything about race. They said COVID-19 was racist. A disease. It probably affected obese people more. But they said, this disease is racist. And then, you know, that's MSNBC. I was waiting for them to blame it on Russia. You know, that's all you hear all year. We got a caller coming in. I'm going to pick. Well, I'll just bring you in. I can rant in a minute. Chance from West Virginia. How you doing?
Yes. How you doing, guys? You know, I just went into town about an hour ago, and I've noticed people still wearing the face diapers. And I said to myself, am I missing something? Are these face diapers good protection against rioters, murderers, arsonists, and thieves? Am I missing something?
They're not practicing social distancing out there in their looting and rioting.
Absolutely not.
I'm worried.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, the face diapers.
It's the whole back to verbal diarrhea.
Yeah, with these face diapers here, we go from stage one with this COVID-19, which you don't hear nothing about. Then we go to these savages burning and looting and acting like real criminals. And I say to myself, these people
not
are
acting like
up,
being criminals. Yeah. That's what they're doing. They blew up 50 ATMs in Philadelphia. One of them blew themselves up. He can get a Darwin Award for that.
I
hear you.
Yeah. I would give him the Nobel Peace Prize. There you go.
We should award them the Nobel Peace Prize. That would be so fitting. Give it to Antifa and Blame.
There you go. And another guy, and another idiot, another savage idiot, I heard a couple of sticks of dynamite tried to blow up an ATM, and he got killed. So there's another, thank God, another useless life is gone. I mean, when are people going to wake up? I mean, when I see people obsessed with
a red landslide coming after this.
Yeah, when I see them, I'm so obsessed with face masks after watching city after city burn down. I got to say to myself, wow, these people scare the living hell out of me. I want to get away from them as soon as possible. I don't want them social distancing 6 feet. I want them social distancing from me 6,000 feet because I don't even feel safe around them. All right, gentlemen. Thanks for
watching. It's like rabies went around everywhere rather than COVID-19. People lost their mind. We got another caller, John in Tennessee. How's it going?
Hey, good. Quickly with the face masks, I saw something really funny on Twitter. They said a million people are going to march in Washington, D.C. Well, if the COVID thing is as deadly as they said it was 3 weeks ago, would that be a biological attack on the nation's capital?
It would be if they weren't lying in the first place, yeah.
Yeah,
you know, where exactly. I am, I should tell everybody, I'm in Japan. We had fewer deaths in our entire country than just the city of Seattle. And we have more elderly than Italy. And we were the second country hit after China from this disease. And yet, without lockdown, without social distancing, people do wear masks, but they do that anyway here. That's part of the culture. But less than 1,000 deaths. So you did not have to lock down and destroy small businesses over this. That was about a consolidation corporate takeover by Wall Street types who depreciated assets using the disease as a pretext, and now they're going to look for mandatory vaccines. And you know the story. I'm sure Mike's been covering it.
Right. Well, and again, it's no accident that 4 days after Biden made his statement, you're not black if you don't vote for me, now we got the chimp out. I mean, this whole thing was a planned financial takedown of the United States. It's pretty obvious to everybody now.
Part of black identity to go looting and stuff. And I have seen some leaders, you know, from Mike Tyson to John Jones telling them to knock it off. And I'm glad for that. And I saw a mostly black barricade of Target in Brooklyn protecting the store from the rioters. Don't let the media make this a race thing. But we know the media is making this a race thing. That's what they always do, starting with Georgia.
That's what I want to do. I want to pound on the word communism. That's what I want to pound on. I want to say this is an American. I'm defending America. I mean, the Drew Brees thing is really nauseating, going, oh, now the flag is. I mean, my thing is, what I want to point out is that it was the alt-right that was supporting Trump in 2016, and it was triggering all these people. Well, now all these people are rioting, so where are all those patriotards? Do you guys that dress up like Captain America and wanted to go toe-to-toe with Antifa? And where are they?
Well, all the people that called for the boogaloo and stuff.
Well, now you know the alt-right was the whole thing was
most
a setup.
Most of the alt-right, from my experience, and I deal with these people, you know, and I'm in media too, so I have to deal with this kind of stuff. A lot of the so-called alt-right were... I won't say wolf in sheep's clothing, like wolf in another wolf's clothing. There's another group that pretends to be all anti-Semitic and white supremacist to make that side look way bigger than it really is, because that benefits them for the victim points. And what we're seeing now is the people who really defended property weren't your alt-right racists or these idiots. It was just good old rednecks and stand-up citizens that said, I'm going to go out with my weapon and defend property, either mine or my neighbor's. And everybody that relied on the police lost everything they had, because the state isn't there for you. I got another caller on the line. You got anything else to add before?
Just quickly, that's what I would say. If we know the riders are going out between 3 and 5 o'clock every day, I don't know why somebody can't get up, go to Dunkin' Donuts, get a cup of coffee, and then stand between the police and the communists. I don't understand
people
why
are
we're
doing
not,
that now.
You know, it's a, are they?
Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with Black Lives, and Antifa has got nothing to do with fighting fascism. Right? It is Black Lives Matter is racist. It's not fighting racism. It's racist. It's racist to all non-blacks as well as other blacks. And Antifa isn't fighting fascism. It is fascism. It's communism. It's worse than fascism. They don't even believe in private property. So, of course, they can steal. Right. They don't believe in ownership or self-ownership. We got Peter in L.A. coming on. Thanks, John, by the way. Peter, if you're still there.
Ryan.
How's it going?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, I'm in my car. I hope you can hear me. Listen, what I want to point out here is I want a little dive here into Antifa. Back in 2014, 2015, the Holder and Lynch Obama Justice Department were shaking down American businesses and banks, particularly banks, and saying, we will prosecute you for this transgression or that transgression, but if we decide not to, and we'll decide not to, if you will contribute to these Democratic-friendly causes.
Friends of Democracy,
Tuesday. Yeah, among those, the umbrella groups for Antifa. So let me just point out that Antifa, which is one of these groups that received this money, Obama and the Democratic Party were building their own brown shirts, right?
That's right.
George Soros, the biggest contributor to the Democratic Party, was like a circular thing. They'll contribute money to these causes. Soros contributes to the Democrats. Obama gets the black shirt, the brown shirts. Hillary gets the brown shirts. But then you can't ignore, Ryan, the connection between Soros and Antifa, these NGOs that Soros uses to do the color revolutions.
He did the same thing with the National Endowment for Democracy in Ukraine, for example, which the Bidens and Bin Laden, or Bin Laden's Osama and Biden were deeply tied to. You know, they cared so much about black lives that Hillary and Obama made slavery great again in Northern Africa by toppling Libya and handing it over to Al-Qaeda. You could sell a human being for $400. You could sell a person in Libya thanks to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's foreign policy. Toppled Gaddafi, took one of the most functional, thriving African nations and threw it against the wall. And now it is a cesspool run by Al-Qaeda. And speaking of Eric Holder, we're going to talk about him some more when we get into Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just continue for one more minute.
Sure.
And that is that so prior to the, even during the 16 election, we had Antifa breaking up Trump rallies and Republican rallies like the brown shirts did in the 30s. And then they, of course, they rioted after the election for about a year. And now they're rioting before the election again. And God forbid what they will come up with after the election. Should Obama... Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But there are also links.
And
the
cops sat by in D.C. as they went around setting fire to McDonald's.
There's a reason for that.
Ryan, let me make my point here. My point is this. Comey and Clapper and Brennan and their institutions have been discredited with Russiagate and the ridiculousness of that, right? And how they interfere with the elections. So they're aligned. Trump is out to get them, and the institutions
kept mispronouncing Israel.
Yes, I know. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that this is part of the intelligence agencies striking back at Trump through Antifa, which they've used before abroad.
Yeah, they copied the model that they had been doing in Ukraine, Libya, tried to do in Syria, the color revolutions all throughout Eastern Europe. Yeah, definitely Iraq, the Purple Rev, and they tried to get the green thumbs in Iran, Ajax style. This is Operation Ajax, if you want to go to the original, old school, Operation Ajax in the United States with their own. I like the brown shirts reference, so I'll use that too, even though they were fighting communists and these people are communists, but whatever, it's terrorism, it's physical terrorism on your own population, Crystal Knox style, obey me or we'll burn it all down. And it's just going to get worse after Trump wins. And he's going to win big. I got one more caller, and then we're going to take the floor, and I'm going to hold on calls for a little bit. Miles in Maine. Sorry, Josh. Miles.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to see someone with a poster out there of an embryo that says something to the effect like, my black life didn't matter, or I would have voted Republican.
Yeah. Well, Ralph Northam likes birthday abortions, and he needs to be on his way out. All lives matter. How about all lives matter in a picture of a fetus or something? That might work there for you. Josh, you had a point from the earlier comment.
The Democrats are at the forefront of supporting abortion, and that's who the blacks all overwhelmingly vote for.
Yeah.
But I had a question for you, Ryan, because I think you're the right guy for it.
Oh, we're going to ask it, and I'll answer after the break.
Yeah, you're the guy that knows how to unravel things. Just a couple things here. They had that Beagle.com site. Somehow they predicted all these people died, just like coincidentally what we saw go on 6 months after they come out with the info. You know, and
all
then
right.
we've had...
That commercial. Hold on, we got a commercial. You're going to have to either hold through or I can answer that first part afterward.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women, yes, we're all Palestinians now. We are all Palestinians now, as Gilad likes to say, Gilad Osman sometimes, or we're all Indians now. what you're going through in the rioting and the looting and the death and the be all being protected, basically, allowed. That's what happens in Gaza all the time. It's a quick reminder of how good you still really have it compared to some places. Miles held on through the commercial break, so let's get your questions in. And thanks for holding.
Yeah, Ryan. So I'd like to know if you have or if you could dig into, one, the Deagle report having, you know, made this announcement months and months ago. And then two, you had the federal agency, I forget which one it was itself, saying after they denounced everybody as a prepper, and then suddenly reversing their position, saying, now everybody make sure you have 6 months of food and 6 months of this and 6 months of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, do you remember no more than 90 days before this all happened, they had this billionaires conference for whatever reason. And they didn't say what it was about, and they had this billionaires conference. And then the next thing you know, lo and behold, we got Congress people changing their stocks and getting rid of some and acquiring others and selling high and buying short.
That's right.
Now we're finding out how many people have really made money off this. But I couldn't think of a better guy than you to grab onto a piece of this yarn and
well, I've kind of been doing that on my own show. And by the way, I'll auto-announce, brand new tube. You know how bad the censorship is on YouTube. I'm sure Mike doesn't mind me plugging this because he's pro-free speech. There is a new site called Brand with a D, brandnewtube.com. And you can upload, and it's political videos without the ridiculous censorship. And I've been talking about this over there quite a bit, as well as on my YouTube channel. But when I talk about it on YouTube, I have to water it down and self-censor. But what you were saying, it's basically insider trading by the state, right? What you saw was not the disease, but the overreaction to the disease served as an excuse to favor particular industries. So they knew what to sell short, what to get rid of, and what to buy up, of course.
Exactly.
And then, yes, exactly. And this is, we've been going over this, and we could eat up the whole hour on that question, but I promise people we would talk about Oklahoma City. So I am going to defer to just go check out my channel on all the COVID stuff, because we've been talking about that since December, really.
Yeah, and Josh, you had a brand new tube too, and get that going. But can you also give your site, your regular show site, so we can go over there?
Yeah, you can type in Ryan Dawson on YouTube, and my personal site, which is getting DDoS attacked all the time, but when it is up, it's ANC, as in anti-neocon, ancreport.com, and we've got a lot of good stuff there. And I'll pick that up with Josh after the break. To talk about OKC a little bit.
And actually, one of the things I would like to put in there would be about the referring to the previous caller's question, actually, that ties it to that.
With the Courage Charity. Well, we'll get into that. We got one quick break, and we'll be right back.
Good deal.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762 562-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot them an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.